Today I set myself a challenge and gave myself an incredible excuse to get down and geeky with it at the same time. Welcome to the big recording for day 12 of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave, and welcome to day 12 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. A couple of days ago, I mentioned about receiving a brand new toy in the form of a Raspberry Pi 400. Between work and stuff I needed to do on my main machine, I've been faffing around with it, and it's a really nice piece of kit. It comes with a distribution of Linux called Raspberry Pi OS, formerly called Raspbian. It's derived from Debian and it's been specifically designed to work with the Raspberry Pi. When I've been doing my faffing around, I noticed some stuff about Raspberry Pi OS that I just didn't like. Trivial stuff, petty stuff almost. Firstly, when I first started up the machine, it didn't ask me what I wanted to call my user. It just presented me with a user called Pi and logged me in automatically. And unfortunately, that's two black marks there straight away. I also noticed that despite the fact that it's a 64-bit device, Raspberry Pi OS on this device is 32-bit, limiting both the capability of the Pi and also the software that can be run on it. The clincher for me was, try as I might, I just could not get it to recognise my audio interface. No amount of messing or tweaking around would make it work properly, and I probably tried four or five different solutions to make it work. Anyway, as it happened, last night I was recording an episode of TL Grey Hot, our Star Trek podcast, tlgreyhot.org, with my friend Yannick, the French guy from Switzerland. And our special guest this week was one Martin Wimpress, who, despite being an awesome guy and someone who I've met and spoken to in person, is also the director of Ubuntu Desktop at Canonical. I've used Ubuntu on the desktop almost constantly now since 2005. I think I started on version 5.10, which I believe was the third edition that was ever released of Ubuntu. And I know that Martin's done some really excellent work getting Ubuntu Mate, his pet project, working on the Raspberry Pi. After we recorded our episode, I waved my Pi 400 in front of the camera, and he just casually reached across his desk and said, yeah, I've got one of those too, and waved it in front of his camera as well. Well, as it turned out, the latest version of Ubuntu 20.10 has been successfully adapted to work on the Pi 400. So Martin suggested that I trash Raspberry Pi OS and stick Ubuntu on it. So I did. It was like coming home, although really, really slowly. I expected it. I mean, the Raspberry Pi 400 is not a powerhouse device. It's not a workhorse. And I still wanted to try it out as an alternative for recording audio podcasts. So I grabbed the scripts I needed from the laptop, installed the software I needed to support the scripts, and plugged in my audio interface. No tweaks, no nothing. It just worked immediately. So I was well pleased. I did try a video test using the conferencing software we use for TL Grey Hot, and although it did work, it was really sluggish, and even with my camera on the lowest resolution possible, it was still really, really laggy, and the machine itself was struggling with it. So perhaps it's not really best, well, maybe not without some optimization, it's not really set up for video podcasting. So the ultimate question then is, does it work for audio production? Well, let me tell you. The entire writing, recording, editing, producing, and publishing of today's show was all done exclusively on the Pi 400. So you tell me. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. Also, let me know if you have any thoughts on what I've spoken about today, or if there's anything else you'd like me to cover off or offer my opinion on in a future episode. Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/recording. If you like what I'm doing here, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or drop me an email or leave a comment on the website and let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you for listening. You can find previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe, keep recording. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.